This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots happening out there. Seriously, think about it. O'Reilly's back. Hey, kind of, sort of. I listened to him tonight a little bit. You can tell that this whole podcasting thing throws him off a bit because he doesn't know who he's talking to. His studio isn't set up yet, not really the way he wants it. And so I listened to him for a little while, and I thought it was interesting. One of his closing comments was that there was something big that was going to come out. That when this all came out, when this all washed out, we would see what the real story was. And he's not, you know, he's not a game player. If anything, those of you who listen to him, you know, whether you like him or not, he's definitely not a game player. So I think I can't wait to hear what happens. I really can't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, so much to help move it forward. Seriously. I mean, you can go up there, read the stories. We have writers, we do stories all the time up there. Tell people what you like, what you don't like, if you like. And you can also buy my book up on the website, Ramblings, yeah, I know, right? Every night, of a right-wing Bible thumping white guy, all the things you were taught to hate, won't be able to tell you, you don't need to hate them anymore. You don't need to hate, you never needed to hate them to begin with. But, you know, they've got a better idea. The labeling group, or excuse me, the group that says they don't want labels are the ones that actually labeled us. And, oh yeah, you can see, if you're watching, look, we got a whole bunch of shirts. And the shirts that I'm pushing right now are the stand shirt. Hashtag stand. And what that means, basically, is instead of, you don't have to take a baseball bat with you, you don't have to fight back. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about this weekend, the whole, pro-science march, or support science march. I had an interesting conversation with a group of little young, see, in my day, we would have called them little teeny boppers, right? On the corner. And they were all giddy, excited. They had little signs. They had, I think it was orange shirts on. And they were going to go to the parade. Hey, we're going to go march to support science. Yeah. I'm breathing the air that you were breathing. You were supporting science, weren't you? But anyhow. So, you know, I was telling you last week, some of you paid attention, some of you could have cared less, but I told you how there is an ongoing fervent attack on conservative talk show hosts, like myself. And it isn't just, they're not just calling it fake news. So I've had a few of a few more now of the videos on YouTube. And remember that YouTube is owned by Google. So it's they're really having a field day with us. But they were pulled down. They were then demonetized. So now you can't make any money off of any of the videos. So I'm doing all this, and I'm doing it for your viewing enjoyment or irritation, whichever, wherever you're coming from this at. And they said that, you know what, that I I broke the terms and conditions. And basically they said I couldn't advertise my videos because the content is considered not advertiser friendly. Producer Tammy's not going to be going, okay. I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe they caught me picking my nose on TV or something. I don't know what it was. But so what they say is, let me see, content that is considered not advertiser friendly includes, but is not limited to, sounds like a lawyer wrote this, right? Sexually suggestive content, including partial nudity and sexual humor. Well, any of the stories we do about the LGBTQ community, or some of those crazy things we do on, I don't know, I mean, we just did one about how women can now pee standing up. So, and we got Kimberly Warren going to come on. That's going to be a kick. I'm going to talk about that. Violence, including display of serious injury and events relating to violent extremism. So if we show pictures of the violence in France or anywhere else, we're done. They can pull that as well. Inappropriate language, including harassment, profanity, and vulgar language. Wow. So all these comedians that use really nasty language, they're okay? Promotion of drugs and regulated substances, including selling, use, or abuse of such items. Okay, those aren't any of ours, even in a joking way. Controversial. Bing, 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 bing. Okay, I think we have it there. Or sensitive subjects and events, including subjects related to the war, political conflicts, natural disasters, and tragedies, even if graphic imagery is not shown. So pretty much, we've hit four of the five points at which you no longer can monetize, which is why I kept telling you guys last week, it wasn't that we were begging for money, right? Because you've never heard me. We've been on the air 9 years. I've never really asked you guys for money before. But they are hitting all of us hard. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. It's going to be good. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable SolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I love this stuff. Anybody play the harmonica? We can start our own band. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. We have a chat room up there for you people who either don't have Facebook, don't like Facebook, or won't go up on Facebook, which is fine. You know, I can't stand Facebook either. It's a, what do they call that? It's a necessary evil. But I don't like it. I never want to get involved with it. And I kind of went kicking and screaming. So we're up there on Facebook and other places. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, so we can kick the week off with all the extremely, not kind of, sort of, but all that extremely crazy stuff that you read. I hate the set thingy. Anyway, all the crazy stuff that you read about in the news and see on, I guess nobody reads anymore. They get it on their smartphone. Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we have some exciting stories to talk about. But first, did you guys have an Earth Day or a Science Day or a Lack of Science Day event there where you're at?
We might have, but I didn't hear much about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It was a big to-do out here, you know, in Los Angeles and Pasadena, all the bigger cities in Southern California. You know, that was a big deal.
Of course yeah. It was. That's where the people prey on stupidity.
So in the second hour, I'm going to talk about my conversation. I'm a little old, so I called them a bunch of teeny boppers. And you'd think they were going to a Beatle concert. They were so excited about being part of this parade or march or whatever the heck they were calling it. They had these orange shirts, T-shirts on, and they have their signs. You know, we support science. It was just so much fun. If I had it in me, I would have hung out there for hours and just had fun with each and every one of them. Just,
you know,
really.
They don't support science. They only support science when it suits their agenda, and they only support certain science when it supports their agenda. They don't actually support science. That's BS.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I was going to do the whole baby thing and, you know, the chromosome thing and all of that, but they shut down when the very first thing I went over with them, which was, you know, I said, listen, because I don't want to give it all up, but listen to the second hour and you'll see. You would have had a ball with them. You really would have had a lot of fun with these
you know,
young people.
I went to the Women's March in Concord that happened, you know, back whenever it was, and I behaved. I did not engage. I just literally took pictures and then excoriated them after the fact.
So
I behaved.
I would, you know, you got to videotape some of this stuff because I can only imagine what it looks like and how that goes down when you're involved. Seriously.
I've gone to a Planned Parenthood rally and they knew exactly who I was because I beat them up all the time in New Hampshire, and I didn't know who they were, but I behaved. No, I'm not like these Antifa, you know, anti-First Amendment people. I let you have your freedom of speech.
Right.
I record what you're saying. I write it down, and then I write about it and beat the crap out of them when I write about it. I let them have their, you know, have your day, have your fun. But, you know, just be aware that on social media and when I write about it, it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah. You know what? It's basic. I had somebody actually say to me, I went to an event the other night, and they were at that women's march. And I said, look, you were there. Why don't you come on the show and let's talk about it? And she's like, oh, no, I'm not coming on your show. You're not going to do that to me. And I'm thinking, what do you mean I'm not going to do that? Do what to you? I'm just going to ask you questions, and you can answer the questions, you know, properly. So, I mean, if you're all behind the event and you went there to support something, why can't you talk about that something? Right? This is the stuff that's always bewildered me. It's like, why are you afraid to discuss the exact thing you were out there promoting?
Right.
And speaking of fears, apparently there's an activist saying, if you have genital preferences when you date, you're transphobic. So me as a male, let's see if I can get this one pulled from YouTube. So me as a male, if I'm dating and I want the other human being to have what we commonly refer to as female parts, then now they're telling me how I'm phobic. Now I'm a bad person. And now they're even telling me what I can date and how I can date and what I'm does this sound like freedom to you?
Okay. So these people, this person that you're talking about, even said that if you are a lesbian and you're only attracted to women who have female parts, you are transphobic if you're not attracted to women who have male parts. I can't even. I can't even anymore with these people.
We have people on the left that listen to this show, okay? And because they write to me, they'll send me emails. instead of sending me an email about what a jerk I am, okay, can you just try, even at a sixth grade level, I'll take it down to a sixth grade level. At a sixth grade level, can you please write me an email and explain to me how me wanting, so what is it now? If I want somebody to have a certain color hair, maybe a certain height, maybe I like large women or small women over large women or small women. Are all those things now all of a sudden I'm either phobic or wrong? I'm supposed to be just the first female or the first human I bump into? I'm supposed to be willing to have... You guys are whacked. You think we're whacked? You guys need to take another hit off the crack pipe. Save me.
I think they're doing something much stronger than crack, Joe. Something way stronger. Seriously.
But Kimberly, they sit around and talk... Those people sit around and talk about this stuff, and they think it makes sense.
That's the sickest part. That's why I can't even. They actually believe what they're saying. That's the most disturbing part. These people are truly mentally ill. I don't know if there's some kind of medication that can help them. I don't know if Obamacare can help them. But they need some serious mental health help. Because it's not that it's not normal, it's that it's so bizarre that they should be institutionalized.
I can't do this. This is like, you can't even, there's nothing. There's not enough crack you can smoke to have this make sense. And then when we come back from the break, we go to talk about women who now, this was such a big deal. Such a thing that they had to put money into, research and development, so women could pee standing up. And you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
It's just nuts. I'm Joe Messina. Please save me. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Well, that was we are back. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, if I'd learned how to press the buttons, everything would go so much better. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, be part of the conversation. Let your friends know to be part of the conversation, because I do really appreciate the time that you spend with us. And you comment, some of you comment on the Facebook page. There's a live Facebook feed. And there's also a live feed on our website, therealside.com, with a chat room for those of you who haven't got that whole Facebook thing down yet. Although I'm kind of with you. I'm not a Facebook fan, if you would. Anyway, I am your host, Joe Mastina. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Let me just get right to it, because I have a lot of fun, and I know that I'm making her nuts, so that even makes it more fun. So anyway, Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week. I always appreciate the time that she spends with me. Starts the week off, and I get to poke her with all these really, really asinine stories. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Come on. I know when the segment's over, you're sitting there looking at your husband going, I can't believe this. I can't believe we live on this planet. Give me a drink.
That's every day. Every day. Not just with the stuff you send me. It's every day.
Oh, God. It's always fun. Okay, so apparently there was this problem that I didn't know about. And I don't even know what I'm going to do with this. So apparently there was some money put into research and development, and the product is called Mrs. Whiz. Now, we're not talking about an ice cream or a cake topping. What we're talking about here is a device for, can I say females? Okay, good, thank you. So a device for females to allow them to stand up and urinate like males. Apparently, this is something that they want to do. I don't even know where to go with this. I saw this and said, I didn't know this was a problem. Go ahead. I'm waiting.
I didn't either. I didn't either. I mean, you know. I mean,
they did a whole ad campaign around it on Facebook. They had a 3-minute commercial about, you know, some guy urinating next to a tree and the woman being mad at him, and then how much of a vulnerable position she's put in the woods when she has to go pee. So this device would keep her safe and allow her to relieve herself any place, anywhere.
How is it good? I don't know.
No, we are actually on the air. You have to be careful.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there. I think this is part of the, what's the word? I don't think I can say the word.
No.
The envy. That,
there you go, yeah.
Yeah, some women have. You know, I could see a use for it if you're out camping or something and you don't want to make a mess because you have to go to the bathroom in the woods.
Yeah.
But for a regular use or on a regular basis, I really don't grasp the concept.
No, and they talk about the simple, easy use, but then I was thinking after it, where do you put it? I mean, like, does it come in a self-cleaning pouch? It's not like there's water around where you can rinse it off or
That's
clean
just
it.
Gross. Exactly. If you're, are you going to walk around? If you're using it and you're in a place where you can't clean it off, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Walk around smelling like pee?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, you know, the story has nothing to do with, not much of what we're talking about, but it's one of those crazy things, again, where it's kind of like, why are we pushing this? Why is this going viral on the internet as something that every woman should have? I just didn't get it. I'm sitting here thinking, really, there's so many other things we need.
You just reminded me, I have to send you a story, but I don't think we can even do it on the air.
Oh, God. Thank you for that.
People make up the most insane things, and the sad part is, there's someone out there who will buy it.
Yeah, well, hey, they bought the Pet Rock, my friend, remember?
Yes, yes.
That always made me crazy, thinking, come on, are people really that stupid?
Yes.
I mean, again, I always joke about, imagine selling that to an investor, right? You sit at the bar and you're going, all right, envision this. I got this rock. Got a whole bunch of them in the backyard, so our initial investment will be small. I got this rock, and I'm going to make cages, and I'm going to make little beds, and we're going to sell them like they sell Barbie dolls, only it'll be your pet rock. What do you think? Can I get, you know, 50, 60, 70 grand to make this happen? How do you sell that idea?
Somebody bought it.
I know, but that's why I'll never be a millionaire like that, because I don't know how to get down to that level. So,
no. People will buy, I mean, you must have bought some kind of dumb stuff in the past.
Oh, I'm sure
I have. That you didn't really need. That was just, you know, whatever. I know I probably have. I'm trying to think of what right now, but I'm sure I have.
Oh.
Just because it's either anecdotal or, what's the word? It's just something silly, you know?
Yep. No, I hear you.
I don't tend to do that anymore, but I'm sure I have in the past, but I never did buy a pet rock.
Okay, so more of the stupidity. I think the people who did this or screaming about this are the same ones that came out with that last product. You know, they're now saying that you can no longer have dreadlocks if you're white. So you've probably seen the video of a black woman assaulting a white student over his dreadlocks. You remember that? I mean, that thing went viral. I think it was last year out of San Francisco. You've seen Justin Bieber's unfortunate blonde. Yeah, I mean, somebody needs to tell him he's a white boy. You know, he is a pasty white boy. There is no reason for him. All his hair looks is dirty. You know what I'm saying? And so now there's a group, a black man will tell you why white people shouldn't have dreadlocks. And it's by no means intended to oppress any white people. It is just something that the black community is allowed and are the only ones to have. What do you think?
So should black people not be able to straighten their hair?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just stupid, okay? It's literally stupid. Dude, did we talk about the story where some girls were attacking white girls for wearing big hoop earrings?
I was just thinking of that.
Yeah,
we did that story too.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to do what I want with my own body, my own appearance. It's none of your business. I'm not culturally appropriating anything. If you don't like it, that's tough, but it's none of your business. I'm not telling you how you should look or dress or what you should wear or do based on your culture. Don't tell me how to do it based on my culture or my skin color.
Well, the beauty is here. Is these people are, listen how far off they've gone, right? So they say white people choose to wear dreadlocks, and there seems to be a few reasons. If you wear them as an appreciation of the black culture, then by wearing them, you're perpetuating your white privilege, because basically you have decided without permission to go ahead and wear these things, and it's really a black thing, okay? Right?
So what are you supposed to do? Ask one of your black friends, excuse me, is it okay if I put my hair in dreadlocks so you won't be offended? I'm just appreciating your potential part of your culture.
Yeah, right. And what would be really cool is they'd probably have a dreadlock approval card that you'd have to wear with you, so if somebody attacked you, you could whip it out of your wallet and say, no, I have permission. Honest to God, I do. Here, look.
There you go. That might work.
I mean,
that might actually shut them up.
We've got cultural appropriation. We've got all this crap going on. Look, I'm not trying to make it. There's people that truly are starving around the world. We have homeless people everywhere. We have vets that are dying because they can't get an appointment. And we're concerned about dreadlocks on white folks.
Look, this is what the left has always done. The left doesn't discuss real issues because then they'd have to admit that the way they've their policies have worked has created big issues. So you can't have real discussion. You have to distract and talk about stupid things that mean absolutely nothing. And, you know, let's face it, Joe. We want them to keep talking about this and doing stuff like this, because it just makes more regular Americans look at them and think they're insane and reject and repudiate the left.
Listen, I agree with you. I'm to the point where Nancy Pelosi health fund. I want to make sure that she has enough money, that she's going and she's getting proper medical attention, and that she lives for a long time. Because as long as Nancy Pelosi's alive and a registered Democrat, we will be in power for years to come. Don't you agree?
Yes.
So, I'm going to make up new T-shirts. Long live Nancy Pelosi. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mesiti, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. There is a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I honestly do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and that makes me feel good, and it's all about how I feel, seriously. So I do appreciate you tuning in, and then check out the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of the Right Wing of the... Would I just change the title? Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. You don't even have to be afraid of. And those labels came from them. You know, the people who don't want labels, they're the ones that labeled me. So take a read. You'll find out truly what they think. It's available at Amazon.com, up on my website as well. But if you get it at Amazon, you can put it on your Kindle and that kind of stuff. Also, you can buy my new shirts. I got a line of shirts. Not really. They're just T-shirts. Come on. Red shirts, white print, hint, hint. All right? Hashtag stand. I am tired of seeing those quote-unquote grassroots protests where they have the black shirts on. They say resist. So we have hashtag stand. Stand up for freedom. Stand up for liberty. Let people know, you know, who you stand. You know, you're not standing for Trump because you're wearing the shirt. You're standing for America. You're standing for American principles. And that's what you should be doing. And let them know not to screw with you because you're going to stand. And you'll do whatever it takes to stand. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me, Kimberly. And I've got a cute little joke for you that you and my Boston friends will get. But thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So I was somewhere on Sunday, and we were talking about some of this stuff. And I said, I do A, B, and C. And it's, you know what? I just don't care. I don't really care what they think. And the guy said, you have to be from Boston. And I just started laughing. And he said, because they don't care. Most of the guys that I know from Boston just don't care. They do what they do. They believe it's right. And, you know, you could take a hike if you don't like it. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Is that, maybe that's where I got it from.
Probably. It's probably exactly. All right, so I even forgot. I mean, this, oh, yeah, I know what we're talking about. I was going to hit you on this Hannity piece. So, you know, I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, too, and it's a true statement. It's not that, look, it. I don't think you believe that we should just discount sexual assault, sexual abuse, that kind of stuff. None of that is okay. But the problem is not every woman out there is honest. I got news for you, right? So when these women come out and they start accusing guys like O'Reilly and others of sexual assault and they get these big payoffs, you know, and they go away quietly, well, if you're so self-righteous and you're trying to stop somebody from assaulting other women and committing more sexual assault, then the money shouldn't change it. And then all of a sudden, exactly what O'Reilly said, myself and a bunch of others, you give in to this stuff and there'll be no end to it. And guess who got nailed or accused of sexual harassment just 2 days later? It was Sean Hannity from somebody that you have been following for a long time. Why don't you tell us about it?
So she's a conservative pundit, quote-unquote, Debbie Schlussel. I can't even say her name right. But she made commentary, and it sounded like it's sexual harassment, and she walked it back today. Or a couple days afterwards, and said, "Oh no, I never said he asked me to go to his room." I wasn't accusing him of sexual harassment. I just thought he was creepy. But this chick, you know, has a reputation for not necessarily being honest. I mean, that's what I learned and was told long ago when I first got into politics. Long ago. So as soon as I saw the name, I just instantly didn't believe her. And it, you know, the other cases, yes, you know, we know there, you know, there's a potential issue there, but she didn't, obviously she walked it back. So it wasn't true in the first place, what she was saying or intimating.
Do you think she walked it back because she saw everything happening, and in her righteousness, she went, oh, I can't let that happen to Sean. That's not right. That's not what I meant. Or do you think it was, as they were coming out with the team of attorneys he was putting together to push back on this, she went, holy crap, I'm not going to do this. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's a serious accusation that one makes that has a criminal. It's a criminal offense, and granted, the statute of limitations is probably over, but accusing someone of that and it not actually being true is really, really bad, especially if that person can prove you're lying. You know, yeah. A lot of times in these cases, and they will settle because, and you know, Bill Clinton did the same thing. They will settle because it's much cheaper for reputation-wise and for money-wise to just settle, get it over with, and sort of push it aside. Yeah. But you never find out if it's really true that way.
No.
You know what I mean?
Look, I get the fact that the money is attractive, but when you get these people pounding a table and talking about the righteousness of setting things straight and making sure he doesn't do this to anybody again, well, when you've got tens of millions of dollars and you take $1 million or a $500,000 to go away, he's going to do it again if this person is truly doing this kind of thing.
Right.
Right? I mean, where's the fight there?
Right. And, well, again, that depends, you know, on who the person is. There's a point where the judge will say, no, we're not going to, you know, have this case continue to go forward, and the lawyers are all going to agree.
Right.
You know, it's such a hard... it's such a hard thing because, unlike Hillary Clinton, I actually do believe women when they say it.
Right.
So, I, you know, the first tendency is to believe, and then you listen to the facts as they come out, and then you question both sides. It's not just one or the other. You question both sides. But when someone walks it back with their statements back 2 days later, that's a problem.
Yeah, but,
you know?
But do you, I'm not saying you don't believe, but do you immediately punish somebody in some way? Do you suspend somebody right away? Because you remember all that stuff that went down at, what was it, Duke University? You know, that is, yeah. I mean, some of this stuff just isn't right. And people are losing jobs.
They ruined their lives. There's other stories, the same thing, Joe, where I think it just came out a couple weeks ago. This school is being sued because they accused, this kid was accused of sexual harassment against his a gay person, a gay guy in his school, and he killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, you know, people can't be making false freaking claims. These are other people's lives at stake. Mm-hmm. If you really are sexually assaulted or harassed, yes, you should talk about it. But that's the other thing that aggravates the heck out of me as a woman and as an American. When these people make false claims, and they actually hurt those who are really victims.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you make false claims, then someone else comes out and has an actual claim, that puts doubt. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's always this little bit of lingering, is she really telling the truth? You know? And it's because of people like this Russell. I'm trying to not use the B word.
Nice. And
I don't mean that.
Yeah.
I'm not meaning that bad B word.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, these people hurt other women or other victims of actual sexual assault or harassment.
No, you're right. You're right. And it makes it hard, you know, when you have too many of them, like we've seen it happen in other places, you start getting desensitized to it. And that's a very serious offense. I told you that at the beginning. I agree with you. But when you throw it around so easily, you discount it. And that's what makes it bad. So, so tell people before we run out of time, because I know we're going to start yakking away here, where they can find your show and where they can find your readings. And I know you do other interviews other than mine on a regular basis.
Oh, I have to. No, I'm kidding.
you need a little balance in your life, do you? Is that what you're saying?
I like to play the field. I'm on Politically Buzzed, the anchor Politically Buzzed on Gerard at Large, which is local in New Hampshire, but you can hear it online Monday mornings. New Hampshire PoliticalBuzz.org, the Federalist Papers Project, and Heartland Institute. You can find on Twitter at @ConservativeIND.
All right, so quickly, this is one I just can't let this just slide by. This doctor, second doctor, wife was arrested in genital mutilation case. This is the first case in America like this, or in the United States. And, quickly tell us about this and where you think it's going to go.
It's the first case that has been discovered and publicized. Mm-hmm. It's not the first case, believe me. This has been going on for a long time. This is a cultural issue. And no, to your listeners, it's not only Islam that performs this type of ritual. It's horrific. It's against the law. It's completely illegal in the U.S. And these doctors in Detroit were doing this. People were coming from all over bringing their little girls to have their genitals mutilated.
Sick people.
Because it's part of their culture. And so a doctor got arrested, I think it was last week or the week before, and, you know, during the investigation now more have gotten arrested.
Wow.
And I hope they burn in hell.
This is going to play out more and more. What about the parents? They need to feel the heat, too. Anyway.
Them, too. Well, you know what?
Hey, we're up against
this. It's cultural, but it's wrong. And you know what? This is the United States.
I agree. Joe Mastin, your host. All right. Take a breath.
Oh, my God.
Joe Mastin, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That was Kimberly Marin. You can check her out on our website as well. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm not telling you. You've got to come back. We're going to talk about threesomes at the top of the hour.
Oh,
we'll
my
be
God.
Right back.